This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered a speech in Warsaw Saturday that he capped off with a call for the end of the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The White House said about an hour later that the U.S. president is not seeking regime change in Russia. It said the president meant that, in the words of a White House official, Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. The Kremlin responded to Biden's speech, saying Russia's leader is not to be decided by Mr. Biden. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it should only be a choice of the people of the Russian Federation. As Biden visited Warsaw, several rockets struck the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. The powerful explosion Saturday frightened a city that has been a haven for hundreds of thousands of people fleeing other parts of Ukraine. Thick black smoke rose from the first blast site on the city's outskirts for hours before a second set of explosions was reported. Regional Governor Maxim Kozitsky says five people were believed to be injured in the first attack. Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovyi called the second round a rocket attack, saying it did significant damage to an unspecified piece of infrastructure. He also said the rockets that hit the city were fired from Sevastopol in Crimea. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. And the U.S. State Department said Saturday that the U.S. intends to provide Ukraine with an additional $100 million in civilian security assistance. That came from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a statement that the assistance would be to build the capacity of the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal Affairs. This is VOA News. Dozens of Afghan women, including students, teachers, parents, and civil society activists, demonstrated in Kabul on Saturday against the Taliban's decision to keep schools shuttered for teenage girls. The Islamist Taliban reopened secondary schools after the winter break on March 23rd. It also marks the start of the school year for most Afghan provinces. But the hardline group abruptly reneged on its decision to allow girls above the sixth grade to return to the classroom. Secondary schools for girls across most of Afghanistan have been closed since August, when the Taliban seized power from the now defunct Western-backed Afghan government. The move swiftly drew international condemnation of the Taliban for backtracking on their commitment that all Afghan girls around the country would be allowed to resume their education. The United States condemned the Taliban for reneging on the commitment and called off planned talks with the Islamist group that were to be hosted by Doha, the capital of Qatar. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett expressed Israel's sorrow to Saudi Arabia on Saturday following a wave of Yemen rebel attacks. It was a rare public message to the country with which it lacks formal ties. Bennett posted his message on Twitter, saying the state of Israel expresses its sorrow to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia after the horrific attack by the Iranian-backed Houthis. Longtime Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins has died unexpectedly at age 50. AP's Jennifer King has the story.
The Foo Fighters had been scheduled to play a festival in Bogota, Colombia, as part of a tour in South America when the news came that drummer Taylor Hawkins had died. Local authorities said an ambulance responded at a hotel to a report of a patient with chest pain and that health workers were unable to revive him. Hawkins was Alanis Morissette's touring drummer when he joined Foo Fighters in 1997 and played in most of the band's biggest hits, including My Hero and Best of You. He became one of the most recognizable members, frequently appearing in interviews with best friend Dave Grohl. He recently co-starred in a Foo Fighters horror comedy film, Studio 666. In a 2011 interview, Hawkins said his favorite part of rock and roll life was working on the music.
You know, that one rehearsal when I knew it, we were starting to get really good. You know, the work, not necessarily the biggest place in the world that you could ever play.
A statement from the Foo Fighters said they were devastated by the tragic and untimely loss. I'm Jennifer King.
Recapping our top story this hour, U.S. President Joe Biden has delivered a speech in Warsaw in which he capped off his remarks with a call for the end of the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The White House said about an hour later that the president is not seeking regime change in Russia. It said the president meant that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors in the region. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.